This is TWiT.
8888 Ask Leo. And I like my job. Thank you for letting me do it. 888-827-5536. My good buddy from Finland, Michigan, that is, G. Scott, or Minnesota, I should say. G. Scott is on the line. Hi, Finland. Hi, G. Scott.
Hi, Leo. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Are there a lot of Finnish people in Finland, Minnesota?
There is, yep. They came straight across, pretty much same latitude, and they thought, hey, this looks like home. And
the only people who would say, it's just not too cold here. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. Right? Hey, sorry to hear about your situation.
Oh, Lord, I tell you. But thank you for your sympathy. And fortunately, I'm okay, and people I know are okay, and our studio's okay, but I know so many others who are not. And
My wife's still in Tahoe. She stayed out there, and she's fighting the smoke and trying to beat the breathing game.
Stay safe, everybody.
Yes, indeed. But a couple weeks ago, I was on chat. ScooterX was recommend. So my question is regarding routers. I've got an ISP Wi-Fi router, and I can get about 20 feet outside my little cabin. I've got about a 600-square-foot cabin in the woods up here.
Nice.
And then, I don't know if you remember, I install septic systems. So then I have an outhouse that's about 75 feet from the house. And, of course, cobbler's kid, you know.
Yeah, well, now you want to have that a little distant from the home. I understand. There's good reasons for that.
Yeah, but I'd still like to be able to hit the Wi-Fi.
So you want a little more... A little more carriage out there.
Yeah.
Nominally, Wi-Fi, the current versions of Wi-Fi, 802.11. Actually, you know, thank goodness they got rid of the A, B, C, A, X, N. They just now call it Wi-Fi 5, which is kind of the current and the newest of Wi-Fi 6. Both cases, they're supposed to go 150 feet. But and this is something important to remember, Wi-Fi is a line of sight technology. We don't usually think of it that way because in our house there's walls and doors and stuff, including humans, which are terrible for Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi does not go through humans. So Wi-Fi is pretty robust. It gets around it, but that's why Wi-Fi drops out and stuff. Things happen. So some of this will be, you know, if you could put, for instance, a Wi-Fi router in the window, and there weren't a metal screen in the window, which I bet there is, given bug season in Minnesota. You could, as long as you had line of sight to the outhouse, you should 75 feet shouldn't be a problem. But that's why there are a lot of companies that sell additional antennas, and this is probably your best bet for this, is an external antenna you could put on the outside wall of the house. Possibly even something directional, like a Yagi, that would aim at the outhouse or whatever outbuildings you had. Omnidirectional, as you might imagine, spreads the energy out, so it's not as effective as something that aims. But there are a lot of choices for that. There are a couple of places to go for that. My favorite website for all of this is Radio Lab. Not Radio Lab. That's a podcast. Radio Labs. That's the website. Radiolabs.com. And what they do is they sell Wi-Fi antennas for all purposes. They're experts in this stuff. And so you can look at some of the systems that they offer. They'll even help you design it based on the capabilities you need. So they're going to sell you, you know, all sorts of, they have all kinds of Wi-Fi systems designed to, in fact, I'm looking at one right now on their front page, extend Wi-Fi to garage, barn, shop. They don't mention the outhouse, but so that's, I think the best way to do it is to aim something. Are all the outbuildings in the same area? Are they spread out?
Yeah, you know, I'm probably, 50 feet from the house to the garage. And then on the other side of the garage, I got a shed. Like, I go out there to pick parts. And if I'm talking to my vendor or something, it'll drop out. And so I'm trying to eliminate that.
Yeah, you can. This is a great place to go. They have, just remember that you need an antenna on both sides because Wi-Fi is both transmitting and receiving, right? So you need to be able to do both on both ends. So you're going to need a receiver as well as a transmitter. And it can add up, but I'm looking at a $100 high-powered client antenna that they have that might be enough just to put that in the outhouse or put one in each place, and that just boosts their ability to receive the signal. You're going to have to play with it, but there are definitely ways to do this.
How about the mesh? You know, I mean, could I put a satellite in the ground?
No. So mesh doesn't solve your problem.
That doesn't. Okay. No. Okay.
I got to take a break. When I come back, we'll talk a little about what mesh does versus an antenna. There's a lot. This is complicated. And, you know, there are people, we call them radio station engineers, who make a living doing this stuff. And it's darn complicated. It is, I often think of it almost as black magic, as voodoo, understanding how all this stuff works. And sometimes even they, I think, feel the same way, which is, yeah, move to 3 inches to the right and all of a sudden it's working. Don't touch it. You remember that? You remember that? If you ever had bunny ears, those rabbit ear TV antennas standing on, lifting it over your head, tilting it, and your dad says, don't move. That's it. Don't move. I'm getting a perfect reception. Well, Dad, I can't stand here the whole show. You got to. It's like that. Great to talk to you, G. Scott. Hope you're enjoying summer in Minnesota. It's a nice time of year. As long as those giant bugs don't carry you off.